Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. And today is Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday, honey. We having tacos and tangerine. Yes, we are. It is September 21st, 2021, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And, you know, I must push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Yes, I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, that is based in Africa, honey. Yes, they are in Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Nigeria. They have some members in Germany, as well as an honorary member in India, Karan Patani, honey. Yes, indeed, doing a special promotion on today for Rod the Challenger. And Jordan Bermstrom, yes, indeed, on the Fierce Female Network. Now, listen, y'all, honey, it's only Tuesday. We're crunching on our tacos, and mama love to have crunchy taco shells, honey. I don't like nothing soft, baby, if you know what I mean. I like it all hard and crunchy. Now, listen, okay, I won't get into that because it's too early in the afternoon. But listen here, let me tell you something. I got something super bad on today, baby. Before I get into music, The 6 Feet Deep by Rod the Challenger. I want y'all to go over to iHeartRadio.com, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, and I want you to click follow when the page comes up. Yes, indeed. It is super bad hot. I got some stuff to tell y'all on today. But before I get into that, I want y'all to dig on into this 6 Feet Deep, baby. 6 Feet Deep.
Every time I hear your name, I don't wanna play these games. Say you gon' change, but my heart still feels strange. I don't wanna entertain, I just wanna hold you tight till you feel okay. I don't wanna feel deep pain, give you all of me and hope I can get the same. But right now with this, it's staying optimistic. You've been hurt before and now your heart was missing. Tryna paint a picture, please don't stop the vision. We done been through shit, only guys are witness. Now I'm stuck depicting all love is ending. I'm raising time, but I'm never winning. You can hear the pain within every sentence. All love is there, but that pride gon' end it. I don't wanna burn bridges, I just need a minute. I just need a smoke or a drink, hope it heal it. I'm hot for the moment, but my heart ain't healing. Now I'm in this room trying to pick up my feelings. You stuck in my mind like I studied for you. Wanna stay together, but it hurts to love you. Now my heart is dead, I guess I murdered for you. My life really got me running circles for you. Fuck, losing focus. Hope I bounce back up from this heartbreak. Cause I don't know how much my heart takes till it's 6 feet deep in an earthquake. Sleep deprivation, sitting in this room just contemplating. Think about the times you had me waiting. Love is a drug and I've been too wasted. Dead with depression, bad combination, yeah. It ain't real, tryna numb my pain till I can't feel. Try to follow my heart, now I can't deal. Feeling 6 feet deep, yeah, they got killed. Hold my heart healed. Tryna numb my pain till I can't feel. Try to follow my heart, now I can't deal. Feeling 6 feet deep, yeah, they got killed. Hold my heart healed. Thank you.
All right. That is 6 feet deep. 6 feet deep. And you are listening to the Fierce Female Network. This is a network that is syndicated. This is a syndicated radio station. Yes, indeed. We are syndicated. We are worldwide. I am telling you, I like that song, 6 feet deep. That is by Rod the Challenger. Rod the Challenger. Yes, indeed. I tell you, he got some hot, hot stuff. Did you hear what he said in those lyrics? Sleep deprivation. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. You know something. If you've really been in love, and you had your heart breaking. Yes. Did you hear me? If you had your heart breaking. And I'm telling you, he is talking about sleep deprivation. Listen, you know what I'm saying. If you ever really, really, really been in love, y'all should have heard the show yesterday. I went into some interesting information about, you know, messing around in the bedroom, you know, and you're not really sure if you're going to be with that person or not, what kind of things that can happen in the bedroom you end up being stuck with for a long time trying to figure out where it came from. But listen, he's talking about sleep deprivation. If you ever had your heart broken, honey, you will experience some sleep deprivation. Oh, yeah, you will. Sleep deprivation is, you know, going without sleep for a period of time. It can be a night, two nights, whatever. You know, and sleep deprivation ain't no fun. You know what I mean? You can't be walking around like a zombie. Listen here, let me tell y'all something. If you ever been through a divorce, you know, it ain't pretty. Of course, divorce is always, you know, heartbreaking situation, rough and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you something, people can really get evil. You know, let me tell y'all something. I'm getting to the point. Just hold on. Give me a minute here. Give me a minute on today. It's taco. I've been crunching on my tacos. But listen, do you know what the flip side of love is? Have y'all ever experienced the flip side of love? See, let me tell y'all something. You can be in a relationship with somebody, you know, and they so sweet and they so kind because they all in love and whatnot. But, honey, let y'all break up, and you're going to experience the flip side of that thing. Some people get really ugly on the flip side of that thing. You don't want to be on the other side because sometimes people turn into monsters. They turn into all kind of creatures. Let me tell y'all a story. Let me tell y'all a true story. In person, I'm pretty sure they don't mind me sharing this. This really, really happened. This person just told me this the other day. This person is already, he married to somebody else, been married for, I don't know, 15 years or whatever, his ex-wife. Now, they've been divorced 10 years. She married somebody else. Listen at me real good. See, that's why I tell y'all about getting rid of stanky spirits. His ex-wife, 10 years now. 10 years. She married I want y'all to get the point here. That's why I keep saying it over and over again, because I want y'all to get ready for what's getting ready to come down the pipes. She married to somebody else. He married to somebody else. All right, y'all listening good? This is 10 years now, 10 years in the past. This woman decides she wants to come back and attack this man and ask him for alimony. Y'all hear what I'm saying? She's dragging this man all through court, trying to get alimony from him. She already married somebody else. She's doing fine. Both of them got real good damn jobs. But now she's so evil. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no made-up stuff. I'm telling you, it's the goddamn truth. And his wife now is pissed off, fire hot mad. His current wife is fire hot mad. You know, because she going through this thing financially due to something from an ex-wife. Y'all hear me what I'm saying? This is entanglement. Now, she with a whole nother different man, and a whole new marriage now. This is 10 years down the road. You hear me what I'm saying? And so the Rod the Challenger is talking about love, 6 feet deep. This woman's heart is still tangled up with somebody she ain't even married to, and she trying to go off after him in the physical, talking about, I want alimony. Alimony. Do you hear me what I'm saying? And he said, well, you know what? All the thing I can do is fight her in the court system. Because listen here, in the divorce decree, they had some stuff in there. So you got to be careful with these contracts and all this kind of stuff. They got stuff in the divorce decree. Financially, she found a loophole when she decided she's going to drag him through the court. 10 years. You hear me when I say 10 years? So that's what I'm telling you. Sometimes you better be careful who you're picking, you know, to fall in love with, because you never know what's going to be on the other side. It's a flip side to love, honey. That thing. What was that movie? It's a fine line between love and hate. This woman still got hate and malice in her heart. You know what I'm saying? I don't know all the mechanics of what happened during their marriage. Of course, I don't know all of that. But listen, the idea that somebody has already got a whole nother husband, and the person she married to got a whole nother wife, and she wants to still fight. And the only thing she can do is try to attack him financially and destroy him financially. And so he tells his wife he's married to now. He says, oh, baby, what you want me to do? Beat up with a baseball bat? You know? And so now the woman that's going after him, the alimony, she the one that was at home screwing somebody else. He comes home from work, she's in the bed with another man. Okay. But yet she wants to come after him financially. See, that's what I'm telling you. You got to really know who you picking, because you better see the bad side of ugly first. You know, see, listen here. When you decide who you going to attach yourself to, and I guess this is a life lesson. I'm going there real strong. See, when you decide who you going to attach yourself to, you better see their worst side, too, before you decide on what you want to do with that person. Yeah, the love side look all sweet and, you know, kind. But, you know, take a look at their rough. Look at their roughest day. See, that's how you decide on who you going to pick. Look at their roughest day first before you really decide if you really want to get all entangled with that person. If you can deal with the roughest side of them, then and only then can you decide if you really want to be in love with that person. Oh, my God. That was a bomb that went off right there. Did you hear what I say? See, people don't do that. They do not take a look at the roughest side of the person first before they decide if they want to be in love with this person. See, what people do, they fall all up in love with them, and then they find out later on what the rough stuff is really about. And then you got a problem. You got a problem. So listen, look at it first from the rough side, honey, and then you decide if you want to be entangled with that monster. See, the monster comes out later after they hardened and got all broken. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you what's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you, honey. I'm telling you. I've been through it. And if you ever been through love, honey, you'd have experienced the rough side of folks. Honey, I had folks jumping all on top of my car. All kind of stuff, honey. I done had all kind of all that stuff. That's why I can tell you. Learn to look at the rough side first. Yes. That's what you want to do. Because the rough side can be pretty bad. See, they can hold back the rough stuff for a long time. They might can hold back the rough stuff about 6 months or so. They can be pretty. They can put on a pretty act. That's what people do. They put on a pretty act for about 6 months, then they get you all entangled, and then here come all this monster. You know, the creature from the Black Lagoon comes out. Now, I'm telling you, I got another song to play, y'all. This one is from Jordan Bernstrom. He calls this one Cat in the Room. Now, listen, y'all. He been doing music since 1995. He started doing music at his mother and father's farm in a caravan. Okay? Now, that's what the man told me. 1995. He been doing music since 1995. He started out in his mother and father's farm in a caravan. And this is what he calls Cat in the Room. Let's check this out. Ooh, that love stuff was kind of deep. One. Ooh, my goodness. Let me sit down and cool off from that. Okay, this is Cat in the Room. Cat in the Room.
I'm Cat in the Room.
I'm Cat in the Room. A dangerous cat lying on the floor eating some meat. I watch my feet. A cat in the room. A dangerous cat lying on the floor eating some meat.
I'm cat in the room. A dangerous cat lying on the floor waiting for me. I watch my feet. I'm cat in the room. A dangerous cat lying on the floor waiting for me. I watch my feet. I'm cat in the room. A dangerous cat lying on the floor.
Lying on the floor
waiting for me.
Eating some meat.
I watch my feet.
In the room.
A dangerous cat. Lying on the
floor.
Waiting for me.
Eating some meat.
I watch my feet.
I'm cat in the room.
A dangerous cat. Lying on the
floor.
Waiting for me.
Eating some meat.
I watch my feet.
I'm cat in the room. of the Lord.
Bring to me.
Seeking from me.
I will try
to put my feet.
All right. I done cooled down, y'all, okay? I done cooled down, honey. Now, listen, that was Jordan Burstrom. The name of the artist is Jordan Burstrom. He's been doing music since 1995. He started out in his mother's and father's farm in a caravan. Yeah, Jordan Burstrom. That is Cat in the Room. That's kind of an interesting mix of style. It's almost like you got a little soft rock and a little metallic kind of combined together. Yeah. And so, yeah, the flow is kind of smooth. It sounded like you said the cat was eating some meat. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, so that's like a Cat in the Room. Interesting. I like the mix. It's different. You know, it sounds like metallic and a little light rock mixed together. Uh-huh. But listen, y'all, I'm out of time. So, look, Rod the Challenger got me going deep up in here. You know what this promotion talking about, love. 6 feet deep. Six feet deep. That was the name of the song, 6 feet deep. I'm telling you, he got me going all deep in here talking about love. But seriously, y'all, take a look at that. Y'all examine that. Examine people. Examine the ugly side. You probably say, well, I don't want to see the ugly side. You better take a look at the ugly, honey, because you need to know what you're dealing with, okay? Especially these days, folks, is crazy. Folks got some serious crazy stuff going on up in their heads and their minds. So, look, examine what you got, honey. Don't let the honey go down without the salt. Take a look at the salt. You better taste that salt first. And then if you can't deal with the amount of salt that's on that plate, honey, let it go, okay? So you can always swallow the honey. It's the salt. You don't know if you can swallow that salt, okay? So listen, you better taste that salt, honey, and check it out. See how strong the flavor of it is. If you can deal with it, you can deal with it. Then you can go ahead on and lap up the honey, okay? See, most folks, they lap up the honey. Then they get to the salt, and they say, What the hell? Then you got a crazy person on your hand. You don't want that. All right, now, Mama is out of time. It's been real, real good with Rod the Challenger taking us deep on this production. I tell you, it's really been something. Now, listen, y'all, I'm out of time. I got to go. Now, listen, get rid of this back to spirit. Don't give nobody no problem. Leave people business alone. Don't get up in nobody's business. Handle your own business and leave other folk alone. Okay? Got to go. Got to roll.
You motivated.